Siv, the Pasuk says, Ufanisa ba'boike v'yolachta l'yolecha. You should first turn and go home in the morning. Mashma, you brought your carbon yesterday, because at night you can't bring carbonus. So we're talking about you brought the carbon yesterday. And still the Pasuk says, when do you go home? Tomorrow morning. Mashma, that night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Strashi Ufanisa ba'boike, shulchala mayit. For sure you can't go home on Yom Tov. It's also Issa Tchumim. Supposedly saying at daytime, go home when? The next day. Chol HaMoed. Mashma is a mitzvah to sleep overnight. No, right. Tanan, we learned. At Sarah Shechal Liyo Sarah Erev Shabbos. What's going to be if Shavuos comes out to be on Friday? Be'shama Yomrim Yom Tovu Achachar Shabbos. The Shalmei says you don't bring the carbon elos riyah for sure not on the first day Yom Tov, and you can't bring it on Shabbos. So therefore, the day to bring the carbon is first on Sunday. Yom Rishon is the Yom Tovuach. Who beitiloimrim ain lo Yom Tovuach. No, there's no Yom Tovuach. There's no day to bring the carbonus. So Fatimara, my lab doesn't mean to say ain lo Yom Tovuach klal that there's no Yom Tovuach at all. Rashi says ain lo Yom Tovuach klal. That means in lo yekrivam beYom Tov. Ad oid ein lem tashlumim. Like the Tzilu means ein lem tvuach means there's no yom tvuach. In other words, he doesn't mean that there's no korbanos at all. That's pshita. The Tzilu sheet there is you're allowed to bring shalmi chagiga and olas riyah on yom tiv. So now that the mitzvah is to bring it on Friday, but the chur it means to say of ein lo yom tvuach means that if you did not bring it on Friday, you should know there's no more tashlumim. You cannot make up for it on Sunday. So chur smashma the Tzilu holds. There's no makeup for Shavuos, not like we just said before. So when Rashi says light, that's not what Beis Tzilu means to say. Light, what Beis Tzilu means to say is she'eino tzricha yom tevuach. Just means to tell us you do not need a yom tevuach. O my kamashlon, what does it mean to teach us? Demakrevinon v'yomei, that you're allowed to bring the korbanos on its day. Shavuos came out on Friday. Very good. Friday in the morning, bring your shalmi chagigam, bring your elos riyah. Bring both Kabbalah on Yom Tov. It's much to bring on Kabbalah on Yom Tov. Therefore, when it comes Sunday, there's no need to bring more Kabbalahs. For the Gemara, if that's what Beis Tzilu meant to say, because we had this Machlokes already one time. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. You're not allowed to bring a carbon oila, even an oila Sriya cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That's Beis Shammai Shita. So according to Beis Shammai, when is the Yom Tovuach? When do you bring a carbon elos riyah? On Sunday in such a year, when Shavuos comes out on Friday. But the Mishnah says clearly, Ubeis Tiloloimrim, Neviyin, Shlomim, V'Oilois, V'Soimchen Aleim. So you're allowed to make a smicha on the Shlomim, and you can bring the elos riyah on Yom Tov. So it says already in the Mishnah that Beis Tilo says you can bring the carbonis on Yom Tov. So what does Beis Tzilu have to say at the end of the Mishnah? Ein lo yom tevuach. Like if he just means to say you don't need a yom tevuach, does he just repeating himself twice then? He said it already at the beginning of the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring your korbanos on Yom Tov. So why does he have to say again that when Shavuos comes out on Friday, you should know you don't have to bring korbanos on Sunday? So what do you mean to say? Of course you're allowed to bring them on Friday. You already said that already once. Like this claim, the way we want to say now, that Beis Tzilu is telling us another chiddush. That true, you're supposed to bring it on Friday. But let's say somebody did not bring it on Friday, Beis Tzilu is telling us a chiddush, you can't do it anymore. Then it'll be good, that's a chiddush. That there's no tashlumim. But you want to tell me no. Even Beis Tzilu agrees there is a tashlumim, if you didn't bring it, you could make up. So what is Beis Tzilu saying, ein lo tevuach just means you don't need it. Because you're supposed to bring it on Friday, that chiddush said already once in the Mishnah. So what do you have to repeat himself twice for? So what says no, tzricha, yes, I need two times the chiddush. Three chalil two times. The Ashmin and Behov, it would only say it over here, Bokamri Beis Shammai, Mishum Diev Shalomachor. Avohocho, Eimah Moidul Lebeis Tzilu. When did Beis Shammai say the case, don't bring the carbon on Yom Tov, but bring it tomorrow? That's when Yom Tov comes out in the middle of the week. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you don't bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it the next day. So then Beis Shammai says, wait one day to bring it tomorrow. But when Shavuos comes out on Friday, if you don't bring it on Friday, you can't bring it tomorrow, tomorrow Shabbos, maybe Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that you are allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So That's where it repeats itself. A second machlokes, no. They shamay still holds even on Friday. You cannot bring the korban, even though it means you're going to first bring it on Sunday. The yashmin b'ho. If we only hear this last chiddush, would say b'ho karmi beisilul. Maybe only when Shavuos comes out on Friday. Here beisilul agrees, says you're allowed to bring the korban on Yom Tov itself on Friday. Mishum d'loyashul amacher. Because you won't be able to push it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shabbos. For sure, tomorrow you won't be able to bring the korbanos. I will be here. But when Shavuos comes down in the middle of the week, on a Monday or Tuesday, Eimamoydel Beis Shammai, maybe they still would agree to Beis Shammai. Just to push the korban off one day, it's kedai not to be Mechal Yom Tov. That maybe on Yom Tov you should not bring the korban off Olashriya, since you could bring it tomorrow, Tzricha. That's why I need two times of Machlekes, Mithil and Meshamai. Teachers know, both of them hold the sheet is both place. Whether tomorrow is Shabbos, or tomorrow is Choyl, according to Meshamai, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. You have to bring it tomorrow, or else after Shabbos. And according to Mithil, in both cases, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Not only when tomorrow is Shabbos, that otherwise it would have been pushed off 2 days, but even when tomorrow is Choyl, still you're allowed to bring it today on Yom Tov. That's Beitzilul Shita. That's why it says two times. The Rashi says, "Abu Bihor, the Atzeres Shachalias Beres Shabbos, Eimem Moedel Beitzilul, the Yikur will be Yom Tov, the Mocha Shabbosu, Vule Korvi, or Miteir Shata Mitsiayish Men at the Bol Lifshaya, Shkala Tagriva Moed, and it's a Svara. Once you can't bring it today, you can't bring it tomorrow, people start giving up hope, they forget about bringing the carbon altogether. So maybe it's a Svara, you should bring it on Yom Tov, Kamashko no, still you don't bring it. That's the Shame Shita, still you don't bring it. But Toshima, Mishloi Chag, Shiva Simeya Pesach, whoever did not bring us Kabonis during the 7 days of Pesach, or else Ushmoinya Shimeya Chag, he didn't bring us Kabonis. It's the Korban Chagigo, or the Korban or Oilash Ria. He didn't bring us throughout the 8 days of Sukkis, the Yom Tov Harishon Shilatzeris, or else you did not bring it the first day of Shavuos, if you did not bring the Korbanos then. So the Gemara says, take out the word Harishon. Stam, the Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, whoever did not bring it on the, it means the same thing. If you did not bring it on the Yom Tov of Atzeres, as mashma only one day, Shul Vein Achoygeg, you can't bring the Korban anymore. So the Chura, my love, Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, doesn't it mean the Yom Tov of Atzeres? So mashma, not like the Brisa before, that Atzeres only has one day to make up. If you don't bring the Korbanos on the first day of Shavuos, you can't bring it anymore. Not like we learned before, that there's 7 days Tashlumim after Shavuos. So where it says, Loi, it means Yom Tovuach. It means, V'yom Tov, Shavuos means the Yom Tovuach, which means the next 7 days. Whoever did not bring it throughout the next 7 days, can't bring it anymore. Yeah. The Gemara Yehochi is so nifshet mino techad yom tavuach that the chura the habamina first is means the yom tav shatzeres means the yom tavuach that one day you did not bring it the day so mashmi is only one day tashlumin true if you don't bring it on yom tav you can bring it the next day to the make up day but the chura is only mashmi one day to make up and not 7 days so Mar says no ema yemei tavuach. Could be true, like we learned before, there are 7 days to make up for the Korbanos of Shavuos. And it means you make Tavuach, the days that you can make up the Korbanos even after Shavuos, which is another 7 days. So 7 days you have to bring the Korbanos of Shavuos, your Shamech Agigo, or Olas Riyah. Toshima, back to the same shal again. Is there really a Tashlumah for Shavuos or not? Titoni Rabba Bashmuel. Omra Torah says, Mona Yomim, count days the Kiddush Chodesh and be Mekadosh to Chodesh. Rashi Mona Yomim means Shloshim Yomim. Count 30 days the Kiddush Chodesh, L'Musafim, and then make a Rosh Chodesh. That's Nageya. You have to bring Korban. You have to bring Korban Musaf. Bring your Korbanos. Yeah. Mona Yomim the Kiddush Atzeres. Same thing. Count days. Rashi Mona Yomim means Chamishim Yomim. Count 50 days after the second day from the second day of Pesach, the Kiddush Atzeres, for Korban Oisov, then it comes Shavuos, and you bring the Korbanos on Shavuos. Now, my Chodesh Lemnuyev, just like Chodesh means
Rashi Ma Chodesh Kedushasoi Piyechad Lemnuyev. The Rosh Chodesh is one of the 30 days. Is the Chura Afat Seres Lemnuyev. Rashi Af Laat Seres Kedushasoi Piyechad Lemnuyev. It's one of the days. Mashma, it's only one day, the Kedusha. But Atzeres only has one day. Just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day of the 30 days that you count. So here also it says to count 50 days. So you're counting days, 50 of them. So what did Atzeres, the Shavuos, to bring the Kabbonis, is also Mashma, it's only one day. So Mashma, there's no Tashlumin. My love, Gomar Michodesh, that Ma Chodesh Yom Echad, Af Atzeres Yom Echad, doesn't this Bryce mean to say that just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day, Hu Adin Shavuos is only one day in the Gate of Kabbonis? I mean, that's what it's a one day Yom Tov, that's Pshita. But the Rai Savad, the Shavuos is only one day. So what does the Bryce mean to teach us? That even for the Tashlumim, to make up for the Kabbonis, there's only one day to make up, there's only one day to bring the Kabbonis on Shavuos itself, and not afterwards. So who else do you see there's no Tashlumim for Shavuos? Rav says no. The Tizbra, is it true, like you're saying, is that a svara, is that the reasoning? Oto atzeres, yoyme minyonin, shvuye le minyonin. Do you want to tell me that the Indian of counting svira, we only count the days and we don't count it by weeks? No, we count the weeks also. The Yomer Abaya said, mitzvah lemimne yoyme. It's true, when you count svira, the 50 days, there's a mitzvah to count the days. Tichsev tisbru chamishim yoyim. You have to count 50 days. But there's also a mitzvah lemimne shvuye. There's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. Like we do, we count the weeks and the days. The Pasuk says, Shiva shvuyos tispo lecho. You have to count 7 weeks. So now it's very good that you count it by weeks. So therefore, just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, because it's only counted by days, so shvuyos, that's counted by weeks, it also means 1 week. There's 1 week for the Tashlumim of the Kabbonis. If you don't bring the Kabbonis the first day of Shavuos, you can make up for the next 6 days. There's 7 days altogether. For Yoid, Noch, also, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, it says, Chag Shavuos, it says. And the Verib Lozer Ben Yaakov, yeah, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, Pasha means, Chag Shavuos means the Chag of weeks. So Mashma, the dinner weeks. And Vaita, the Verib Lozer Ben Yaakov Tona. He learned like this. Amar Kvodah Pasuk says, Ukrosem uvekutzrachem. It says, call it, and then it says to make the ksira, to cut off the ksira. Shashi, Devei Rav Lozer ben Yaakov Tono, Meyocha nafkulon tashlumim latzeres. He has a new pasuk. This is the pasuk how we know bechlal that there's a makeup for Shavuos. If you did not bring the kabbonis the first day, he had the next 6 days to bring it. The pasuk says, Ukrosem rashi, b'yetzem ayayim azeh, with the Chag HaShavuos Ksiv, it says, call today like Yom Tov, the Somach Lei V'Kutzvachem is Ksir Atzachem, Shata Kareya Mikra Kodesh V'Kotze. Now, with Ashman, this V'Kutzvachem, is Eze Chag Shata Kareya V'Kotze Boy, which Yom Tov is it that you could read it, and you make a Ksira, have Yom Eze Chag HaTzeres. That's called the Chag HaTzeres. So, Ashman, you're in the Chag HaTzeres, the Tony Kroh, the HaTzeres Ksivi. These people are talking about HaTzeres. Now, Amos, what are you talking about? Elaim b'yomtif on yomtif itself. For the Gemara, ksira b'yomtif mishari? Are you allowed to cut down the wheat? Are you allowed to cut down the tfu on yomtif itself? El alav, it means latashlumim. After yomtif, you're allowed to. Trash el latashlumim means liyacha yomtif koi, after shvuas. V'kara oisa nikra kodesh. Linyan tashlumim. U'matorim b'mlocha. It means that it has a yomtif even after the days of shvuas. The next 6 days also have a kedusha, nogeya, to be making up for kabbonis, and still those days you're allowed to do malacha. That's the lashon of a krosim of a kutzuchem. That a krosim means you call it a yomtiv. It has the same shavuos, but of a kutzuchem you're allowed to cut down the wheat. So when are you allowed to cut down the wheat? Not on yomtiv. It has to mean you're allowed to cut down the wheat after yomtiv. So you say after yomtiv is also called a krosim, called a yomtiv. Why is it called a yomtiv? For tashlumim, that if you do not bring the korban chagigosh or oilas riyah, the first day of shvuos, on shvuos, you'll have to make up for it afterwards. The afagav the yitmi, even though we learned the Reb Lez Amr Aboshia, even though we learned the first limud, it's us Reb Lez Ben Yaakov. We have to have both the limudim to teach us that there's a make up a tashlumim for shvuos. The midrab lez omra voishir first in have a mina matash b'mushachaga matzois osta vasiyas mlocha. If it's only a hekish that says chaga matzos chaga shvuas, that just like Pesach is 7 days, who adin shvuas also has kabonis for 7 days, so I would have thought ma chaga matzos osta vasiyas mlocha, that he can't do melacha during Chol HaMoed or the last day Pesach, he can't do melacha. After Shlumi Yatzaras Nami Yosef Asiyas Melacha. Maybe the 6 days after Shavuos, it's also worth it to do melachas. I call upon him like a Chol HaMoed, and then the 7th day, maybe like the Yom Tov, like Shavuos Pesach. How do I know to say you're allowed to do melacha on these days after Shavuos, even though it's the makeup for the Kabonis? Kamashmon Reb Lozer Ben Yaakov. That's why I need the second limit of a cross and of a kutzachem. The boss is even of a cross and even a day that you give it a shame yomtiv for your makeup of kabonis, but still of a kutzachem, you're allowed to do malacha that day. You're allowed to cut down the tefuah. Now, let's just have the second limit. Vimid Reb Lozer ben Yaakov.